I'd like to take a few minutes today to discuss the issue of giving legal government documents to people who are in the United States illegally. There is no question that our immigration process is broken. People who attempt to enter the United States legally, to work, to join their families, well, they often face bureaucratic red tape and incredible delays. Legal entry into the United States has become more difficult as a result of the events of September 11, 2001. There's no question that that should be the case. Unfortunately, illegal entry remains a significant problem. It's estimated that between 13 million and 20 million people are illegally in the United States. The fact that the estimates are so far apart should, in and of itself, give us all cause for concern. What should also give us concern is that there are efforts in the United States today to provide driver's licenses to those in this country illegally. I believe such efforts are inappropriate and are a serious threat to our national security. There is no question that legally issuing driver's licenses or other government documents to people who are here illegally puts our entire nation at risk. I am troubled by those who argue that we will be safer if we provide official government papers to those who have come to our country illegally. I believe this is the wrong path. It is the wrong path for us to take, and it is contrary to the lessons that we should have learned from the events of September 11. To receive a driver's license, any state used to require proof that someone could drive and proof of identity through a legally issued government document. This was often done through a notarized birth certificate or a passport. Over time, criminals have found ways to forge these documents, and they made it easier for individuals to illegally acquire identification, such as a driver's license. Some of the 9/11 hijackers had acquired identification documents through forged papers. It should be a wake-up call to all of us. More must be done to prevent this from happening in the future. This past year in the Wyoming State Senate, I worked with Representative Pete Illoway to pass legislation making it a crime to use false documents to conceal a person's identity, to conceal a person's citizenship, or to conceal their resident alien status in order to obtain public resources or public services. We specifically identified driver's licenses in the law in Wyoming because of the significance that that document plays in allowing individuals to freely move about the country. The bill was passed by the legislature and was signed into law. The value of legally issued driver's licenses cannot be underestimated in maintaining our national security. In Wyoming, we get it. I, along with many people in America, cannot understand the arguments supporting the issuance of driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. To me, giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants will compromise our national security. Mr. President, we have an immediate situation before us where illegal immigrants in certain parts of the country will be provided government documents that will allow them to freely travel all across our great nation. It is inconceivable to me that this will make our nation safer. The federal government has a responsibility to secure our borders and to secure the interior of the United States. Though that effort has come up short over the years, it doesn't mean that we should throw up our hands and do nothing. I believe we must take action, aggressive action, to address this issue. Today, I have introduced a straightforward legislative proposal. It's S-2334. It's a straightforward legislative proposal to deal with states that provide driver's licenses to those who are in our nation illegally. Simply stated, my legislation would require states to verify lawful presence in the United States before granting a driver's license. States that refuse would lose a part of their federal transportation funds, and those federal transportation funds would then be redistributed to the states that do follow the law. I don't know if this is a perfect solution. I do know that issuing driver's licenses to illegal immigrants is wrong. Rewarding illegal immigrants, people who have broken into our country, and rewarding them with a driver's license is a flawed idea. It is an idea that deserves Congress's immediate attention. We cannot allow our country to go down this path, and the time for action is today. Mr. President, I yield the floor.